This is the Empty Stands Podcast.
Forget cold, ice cold Palmer, because he's on fire. Thanks to his 4-goal haul, he racked up a whooping 26 points, making him the player of the week, Game Week 33 player of the week. He's also the top scorer in a single game week this season. I mean, what else can you ask for in Cam?
Dude, I think the stats that was more damning for me when I was reading up on Twitter is that he's actually level on goals with Haaland.
Yeah. In his first ever, I mean, like, this is like his debut season. It's just incredible. I just think about it, and where would Chelsea be without Cole Palmer?
Dude, I know, right? I mean, the guy is amazing. Like, first off, he has a very annoying and serial killer-ish face. I'm sorry to say that, but like,
he just has this lackadaisical. Yeah, it's easy. Like, what do you guys mean? This is what I want to do. Like, come on.
And what's annoying me is that people stay finessing my bloody club. Like, you guys bought that guy for 40 million and sold him out to us for free.
It's like...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. He had a powerful game week. It was one of those game weeks where I was just like, if I could turn back the hands of time and just captain this guy. I never thought of it, but I was just like, just imagine if I captain this guy.
I'm pissed. I'm really pissed off. I shouldn't be pissed off, but I am pissed off because I had this guy as my captain for like literally the whole week. And then I came on the pod and Albert and Casey convinced me that Haaland was a better captain's choice. And I changed it to Haaland. I mean, I still scored 95, but I felt I can only just imagine what my game week score would have been.
It was a good game week
for me. I mean, Pep did his thing again.
He did his thing.
I don't know what it is with the... Either he's figured out the leaks and he's trying to, like... I don't know. Pep is just... The guy's annoying. So there was a leak that came out that was, like, Foden was starting, right? I took off Saka and got in Foden. I also took off Gabriel and got in Vardiol, right? Vardiol hold was a 12-pointer. Foden, nowhere to be seen. He was on the bench. So, I'm like, a waste of transfer. But I mean, I had to make the transfer because I'm free hitting this game week. So, altogether, it was a nice game week for me. I had double Chelsea defense, Petrovic and Gusto with the clean sheet. I also had Anthony Gordon, 17 points. So that was
yo, like, I'm the only person
he's just been fantastic at home. So I don't see why people don't have him. Like, anytime Newcastle plays at home, Gordon is like a sure pick. So yeah, the only downside is I have Darwin instead of Isak. On my wild card, I went for Darwin instead of Isak. That's something I regret to date because, oh my God.
Like, even Darwin is regretting putting Darwin in his own
I don't even know what I was thinking, but Darwin has just been a terrible pick since my wild card in Game 30. It's been a terrible pick.
It's not happening again. It's good that the season is almost over. Like, I'm learning a lot of lessons that I'm sure I will repeat next season. So,
anyway, yeah, I mean, super excited about this week. C is big, 17 free hit fixture
game week, which I'm assuming everybody is going to be on. I know I'm going to be hitting. My squad is trash. I'm having PTSD, so how am I even going to deal with next game week already?
I mean,
for now, let's try and enjoy this game week. So yeah, we're all about the assets we're considering now. I'm sure you're considering having three Arsenal assets.
They look out of it. So I don't know.
they're having a tear-filled week.
My only wish is for Chelsea to just compound it, like, just just a win.
Yeah, oh, I mean,
just a win, and it's just that it's perfection. Get... Like, they're out of everything.
You guys should do it. I mean,
we know we are haters. We did seem to Spurs last time they were trying to win something. So, I mean, I just hope these boys can turn up and give me something. Give me something.
But it's going to be tough, dude. I'm playing at Emirates. But anyways, these days, the Emirates is...
It's a mentality thing. I don't think those players, like, they are probably deflated. I mean, this could come back and haunt me, but yeah, they look out of it. Yeah.
I agree. On the second side of it, right, and it's one of the reasons why I really don't even banter with Arsenal fans. And yeah, I know we have Arsenal fans listening to the pod, but yeah, guys, it's just the reality. Number one, I think there's some heavy case of the Lulu juice that is going on in that side of London. Because the problem I have now with Arsenal fans is, did you see how quickly they emptied that stadium with basically like 10 minutes to go or whatever? Like, I'm like, who does that? Like, what is that sense of entitlement that is making you so pissed that you abandon your squad that has been leading and been busting balls all season? Then the one time that they are having a flick, you are leaving. How do you expect these players to get to? Like, haven't you heard of the 12th man? Like, that's the whole idea. Like, painfully for me, the Chelsea game, I feel like the game against Man United, while we were obviously who we are, what took Chelsea over the line were the fans. Because the players were switched on, don't get me wrong, but like the fans were also like in it, like pushing them to the end. So I just don't, and this is not the first time it's happening with Arsenal. Like, it's become a trend now. Once you're upset about something, the fans leave the stadium and the players need you. So I don't get it, man. But that being said and done, are you considering any assets?
I mean, we have Arsenal? To, because it's Arsenal and they're like the best. I hate to say it, but they are the best team in the league so far in terms of FPL. So, yeah. I feel like the best Arsenal assets are Saka, although I don't know what's up with him of late. He's been...
Really?
I mean, this is coming from a guy who sold him last game week. I mean, I'm on a free hit, so if you're on a free hit, I feel like you should have Saka. But he looks... I don't know. He looks out of it, so... But yeah, so Saka, I wanted to say double defense, or I would like to say double defense, Gabriel and Saliba, but I'm just wary about the fixture schedule, and I don't see Gabriel starting both games, because I know Tomiyasu is back, there's Kiwio, there is... what's the other guy? The Timber guy, right? Yeah, he's back. So,
no, I don't think they're playing. Like, I think they are like putting him in.
But these guys have played like back to back to back to back. They actually need a rest. So I don't see. I mean, the Wolves game is on Saturday, and then Chelsea is on Tuesday. So that's.
Whoa,
yeah, it's tough. Jesus. I don't. There'll definitely be rotation. So, I would say maybe Saka, and maybe Havertz, because I mean Gabriel is. Jesus is just. He's the worst striker ever.
He is striker.
That guy is. Oh my god! I don't know how Pep gave you. I mean. I mean, logic doesn't work because Pep also gave us Palmer, but it turned out different. But when Pep gives you...
But the logic does work because Pep gave you someone he had tried and tested. And that's even the new finesse that these big clubs are doing. Again, Real Madrid, they chop Man United every single time. But like Palmer was one of those decisions where it's like, it's either De Bruyne or Palmer this season. And I have this very weird take that I feel like if they had started easing Palmer in, he probably would have had. You can imagine Palmer in that Man City. Like you said, Palmer is carrying Chelsea on his shoulders. Like, look at what they are doing. Then, by the way, while we are discussing assets and moving along, don't think we are not going to bring up that nonsense that your people did on TV for the world.
Oh my god, those two idiots, they just showed their age.
It was too embarrassing. I was like, are you guys like,
I mean,
how come? Like, I'm not a Chelsea fan, I know the penalty taker. The penalty taker was
sad. No, they weren't even concerned that the guy was on the floor, probably injured or anything. All they were thinking of was trying to get a goal. Like, shows how they value teamwork, because people know I'm a Poch hater, so I blame Poch. This has happened like 3 times before now, and this guy never came out to state that Palmer is a designated PK taker, right? So he had to get to this before he could say it. So, I mean, it's all on him. A coach should show signs of leadership and nip all that in the bud, but he let it play out. Yeah.
No, the other side of it.
It happened before. Sterling did same and missed. Nani has tried to take away a PK from Palmer before, but Palmer stood still. Now,
but you know your history. Chelsea's history, you guys have had these players. Remember Kepa and sorry, I mean, what was his name, man? This guy's name? But I mean, what I've seen about it is also this era, and I'll liken it to maybe your real life job where you're dealing with quote unquote Gen Zs as opposed to people that were in the older generations. Like, I think what's happening now is this whole sense of entitlement and that team bonding thing not being a thing anymore. Because I'm just thinking about it. Think of the Chelsea of old. Think of the Chelsea
all with Drogba was that
or Lampard.
Terry was the captain on the night, Nani and Jack, Terry would have slapped both of them.
Who has the audacity?
I'm not even surprised. Let's leave that aside. Let's talk about Arsenal. If I would pick three Arsenal players, I'll go with Saka, Saliba, and Havertz. I mean, Saka, I don't want to spend too much time on Saka because he's on pens, but he's definitely off. There's something going on there. Havertz is like their best asset in isolation. I hate to say it, but he's been like playing every game and getting great chances. Even the underlying stats are there to show that Havertz is the guy now. But it remains to be seen if they can pick themselves up from this defeat. So, but I feel like everyone on a free hit should definitely be going for three Arsenal players, whether you want to go with the double defense or double attack. I don't know. But I'd rather go with double attack than double defense. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Of course, the risk being
rotation.
Rotation, like you mentioned.
Arteta has to change. He has to change something because they look knackered.
We'll deal with that. Then moving on to Liverpool. So focusing on teams with the double game week. So are you doing three on Liverpool as well?
For Liverpool it's quite tough because they have almost everyone back, right? I've had Bradley since my wildcard, and I would say he hasn't turned out great because he's underwhelmed. Yeah. And then he now got injured. So Trent was forced to play maybe earlier than expected. So for Liverpool, I would advise to wait, because we're recording this on a Wednesday. So I would advise to wait for the team as they play their Europa League game on Thursday to see how they set up, because we know that Jota is back. We know that Trent is available. Robertson has been playing really well of late as well. So there are a lot of options. You could even go with the goalkeeper, Alisson is also back. So There are a lot of options for Liverpool. Yeah, yeah. So Salah is like, of course, the permanent pick, but Luis Diaz has been on great form. I don't think anybody should be going near Darwin. Yeah, he's just not it. But I really like the looks of Jota. If I see that Jota gets like maybe, I don't know, 40, 60 minutes in the Europa League game, I could definitely punt on Jota. Yeah. So if I would pick three picks from Liverpool, I would say Robertson, Salah, and Luis Diaz. Yeah. But if I see that Jota gets some minutes, Jota is someone I would like to punt on. Yeah. I really like Jota. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. As we're speaking, as we're talking about this, I'm basically trying to put my own free team together. I'm just picking the nice one. All right. Okay. So next we jump into the Wolves team. I think I know the two names that will definitely. I know
yeah,
two names.
Yeah, for Wolves, I think the game against Arsenal just kills the enthusiasm. I know Cunha came back with a bang with two goals, but the game against Arsenal are like very good in defense. So I don't see him doing. I don't see Wolves doing anything in the game against Arsenal. I mean, I could be wrong, but if we were to go for Wolves picks, I'll just go with Cunha. And maybe an Aignori if he's fit enough. Yeah, because he's been really good. But now that we have Wangi-Chan back, Cunha back, I don't think we'll see Aignori like forward again. Yeah, so he might go back to left wing back. But he's still a great option. But it's just the Arsenal game before the Bournemouth one that's a bit tricky. Yeah, but I really like the likes of Cunha and Aignori. I wouldn't go more than, yeah.
Definitely. The rest, I mean, there's their own form of Pep Rulia as well. And yeah, I don't think I want to take a punt on
With the Arsenal fixture, it just feels like it's almost like a one game. Yeah.
Yeah. A single game week. And now that I'm thinking about it, we're kind of talking or going into the teams that we will call the differentials for the double game week. Because we've just talked about Wolves going into the next team, which is Palace, which is the same thing. Although
they have the best games this double game week because they're both at home, West Ham and Newcastle. We both know how terrible West Ham have been. Just like Arsenal, they look knackered with their Europe games, so and we saw how badly they played over the weekend. So I feel like the game against West Ham and Newcastle have been, although they've kept like two clean sheets, that's like an anomaly because before now the Newcastle defense has been terrible. So
they were receiving.
There's even a shout for Eze being the captain because he's worth a punt in my opinion. So I like Eze a lot.
At this point, I'm on easy over here because I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I feel like if you're on the fringe, you could go for it. So I like easy a lot. I like their left back and their wing back and their right back, Munoz. I also like Mitchell. But someone who I feel like is a lock in my team is Mateta. He's been great up front. Like, against Liverpool, I don't know how Robertson managed to get that ball out. He was this close to hauling. He was brilliant against Liverpool. So Mateta is a lock. Mateta and Eze are locks in my team. Maybe for the goalkeeper Henderson, because he does make a lot of saves. So and I mean he can definitely keep a clean sheet in any of those games, especially the one against West Ham. So and from start, Palace are like the fourth best defense in the league. So, I like Henderson as my goalkeeper. Then I'll go for Eze and Mateta. Olise is a nice punt, but I don't see him playing the full 90 minutes after.
Even Eze as well. I don't think Eze is always a shoe-in for 90 minutes.
He's their talisman. He's on pens, he's on set pieces. Yeah. But the team looks a lot better when Olise plays. We all know that. But I don't see them risking him, like giving him before 180 minutes. So, yeah. I'll stay away from Olise. But, I mean, if you're a Ponty manager, you could go there. But those midfield spots are like, because right. You already have Salah, Havertz, Saka, and maybe Jota, Luis Diaz, like, there's really no space for an Olise. Because I'll definitely pick an Eze before Olise. But who knows?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so that's it for Crystal Palace. So we jump into Bournemouth.
I don't think the only person I'll pick from Bournemouth is Solanke, the forward.
I'm not going to pick
Zubrani.
Zubrani.
They're both away games, and we know how good Villa is at home. Villa is, I mean, we'll talk about it later on, but there's a case for not taking out Ollie Watkins from your... Ollie Watkins can hurt people, just like he did last game week as well, because he's playing a single game, but Ollie Watkins looks like, I think he'll definitely score against Bournemouth at home. Villa are really good at home, so I don't see Solanke doing so well. But again, he's their talisman, he's on pens. They hardly get pens anyways, but it's two away games, so I don't know. I'll just go with Solanke and that's it. I'm not considering anyone. I don't like the goalkeeper, Neto, no. I think he got picked up a knock in the last game, so we're not sure of his availability yet. So I'll just stick to Solanke and that's it. Yeah.
Okay. How about Everton?
I was going to consider Pickford, but after his shenanigans against Chelsea. Pickford. Yeah. Because Sean Dyche teams are usually like very resolute defensively, but against Chelsea, they just.
Sean Dyche team? There is Pickford. Like, how that guy is England's.
But what are you saying? Pickford is the highest. He's the highest scoring goalkeeper in the league.
That guy is optics. I don't know how to explain it, but there's nothing that guy can do to convince me. It's worth considering. So my feelings aside, he's actually a good option for shoo-in for goalkeeping. Yeah, I think
it's two home games against Forest and Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool is the Merseyside derby. They could try to stop Liverpool from winning the league.
No. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get our listeners excited.
Oh my god.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to be part two. Pickford is an option, so maybe, yeah. But I prefer Henderson over Pickford, but I mean, people. Calvert-Lewin, I don't know if he's fit. I don't think he's fit, so. Brandt White got injured in the game against Chelsea, so there's really no other option there.
There's really no one wasting below our energy on Everton right now. No offense to Everton fans. And next team as well, I'm feeling that way
Sheffield. There's someone from Sheffield I really like, Bereton Diaz. He's classed as a midfielder, but he plays as a striker. The game against United, I feel like he could do something. He's a punt. I don't know. I'm just looking at my midfield. I don't see where I can fit him in, but.
No, it's not a case of you're not sure. As a Man United fan, I can guarantee you it won't. So, yes, that's for sure. So, guys, girls, women, ladies, everyone listening, honestly, because I think he's going to get returns against Man United.
And then the game against Burnley, right? Yeah. The game against Burnley, that could be, that could be anybody's game. So, and the,
it's not a bad shot.
Yeah.
I think if all other midfielders are expensive and you need that budget,
I think Diaz is he's a nice shout, so maybe. I wouldn't consider any other person from Sheffield. I mean, nobody else. Yeah,
there's no one else.
Portugal.
Okay, so now that we kind of have gotten a coffee,
you want to talk about the single game week as that
game week? Looking at the strikers, what are you thinking? So we've got Jesus.
No.
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 Yeah. Jesus. There's Mateta.
Yeah, I really like Mateta. Yes. I'm definitely starting Mateta. So for me, it's between Konya and Solanke. So I'm slightly leaning towards Solanke because, I mean, because of the Arsenal game that Wolves play. So that looks like a single game week to me. I'll probably go because I'm playing like a 3-5-2, and for my two strikers, I'll probably go Mateta and Solanke. Yeah.
Okay. Now that you say that, I just can't help but feel like this one of those double game weeks where I'm going to.
It happens all the time, right? So we all double.
We're going to hurt
double up on the double game weekers, and then somebody, one single game weeker just destroys everybody. I feel like that's what the Watkins can do, or an Isak. So,
yeah, seriously pondering that as well. Well, speaking of single game weekers, are there any ones that we're overlooking? I know you have spoken extensively about Isak and what
I hate to say this, but maybe Bruno Fernandes.
No, don't mind me. All right. I mean, he did score a double last
year. You're letting your sentiments get it.
Bro, there is no way I'm going to put Bruno in a team that I have an option of. Even Saka that is in his bad phase right now, I would probably consider Saka and his game this week. I mean, I don't know, Man United is just abysmal, so I can't trust anybody. Don't get me wrong, though. Like, for instance, Garnacho. I have Garnacho in my team.
But what's up, he and BTH? Is he? Because I don't know what's going on.
So slight deviation to a Man U situation. The problem I have is that we are not the only club that has these things happen.
Yeah.
You get. Like, every club, it happens. Like, there are players that want to revolt. I mean, they are kids. They are young. We're just speaking of what happened with Chelsea. But the problem I also have is that it's a Man United story. Again, I get it. It's Man United. Everyone wants to sell papers. Tweets want to blow up and everything. But it's only us. And the players don't help. Like, even if you are benched, like, dude, it's straight math. Do your talking on the pitch. Just do your talking on the pitch. Like, you don't need to. The internet never forgets. Yeah, like the internet never forgets. So why are you doing that? Ahmad is putting emoji. Garnacho is putting emoji. I'll be liking whatever. Don't even get me started on that bloody toxic United channel. What's his name? In fact, like I said, I don't want to even TDH from the pod right now. But like, just leave my United. Let's close for the year. I'm done, please. Don't take me back into the doldrums.
Okay.
So if you don't think you should use your free hits card this week, when do you think is the best time to use it?
So Chelsea and Spurs have a double in 35. I mean, if you don't have them, you could free hit them in 35 because that's a double. 37 is also like a big double game week. You could also use that there. Although I feel like most people prefer to bench boost in 37, but if you're not using your free hit in 34, you can use it in 35 or 37. Yeah.
Yeah, I was considering the one for 37, but yeah, I think it might just be best to try as much as you can to get enough double gaming players and then to screw them. So, like I told you earlier before the pod, I will be taking hits. There will be hits for 37.
In all your hits, make sure you're captaining Cole Palmer.
Finally. Yeah, but yeah, now that you got to captaincy, so are you? Well, I don't see Cole Palmer being in your team.
That's another thing. So he's another single game week guy who could really hurt us. Although he's playing Arsenal, but I mean, it's Cole Palmer.
He's Cole Palmer. I think he's a big game. I actually like he annoys me by like he's a big goal. I think he's bold.
I mean, but
he has.
It's a game against Arsenal versus people who have two games. So, it's a struggle. I don't think I can have Cole Palmer in my team this week. So, I'll just hide behind the couch and hope he doesn't. No. I actually hope he does something because I really don't want Arsenal winning the league. So, yes, I hope he does something. My FPL team can take him back. But yeah, I hope Cole Palmer does.
Well, I mean, the thing about the FPL, it's almost like it's best to stay on the left side and following everybody to the right. So he will shock you.
That's why I said Bruno Fernandes, but you were. Do you hear what for me? I said Bruno Fernandes. You said no.
Who is going to be your captain this game?
I'm actually torn on captaincy. I really don't know what to do. Saka is my boss captain. Salah, sorry. My boss captain's currently.
Even Saka
I don't know what Saka is up to this is. So Salah is currently my captain. But I really like the looks of Eze. But am I bold enough to do that? That's the challenge. Because he has like the best games. I mean, yeah. All games are at home. West Ham at home, Newcastle at home. Yeah, sweet. They're a really sweet fixture. Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think even if Salah was playing Sheffield and a team in...
You'll still go with Eze?
I think I'll go with Eze. Because I don't know what's happening with Salah. But again, it might be one of those games where...
He just comes out and just blows everyone. I don't know.
This FPL is just bring your full chest. Anything that happened.
I mean, last game week, I was here asking Lyrical about Palmer, and I, at the end of the day, I didn't follow my guts, and I had to pay for it. So, maybe easy. Yeah. So, yeah, easy.
Okay, yeah. I'm still trying to think maybe on that. Then, yeah, thinking about... this game week again, who do you think would be the biggest free hit trap? Like,
what if I say Trent Alexander-Arnold? Yeah, because I feel like most free hitters will go for Trent. Because I don't think people without the free hit trap, I don't think anyone is going for Trent. So, people might go for Trent, and I don't think he's fit enough to. Playing both games, so he might be a trap. Yeah,
I see that as well. I see that
happening. He might be a trap.
So yeah, I encourage you guys. Those of you sort of like hanging around my periphery on the table,
feel free.
This is my periphery. Yeah, feel free to go with Trent. Feel free to go with Trent. But yeah, I totally agree. Well, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm super excited about the game. For me, it just means more football. And I think being a Man United fan for the post-Ferguson era, I think one of the blessings I've had has been FPL because it has kind of helped me sort of just enjoy football. Like, Yeah, I'm just looking forward to watching football. So, and watching players I have in my
Yep.
team perform. So that's why people will see me celebrating a Saka goal and they'll be like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, number one, I have no reason. Why am I
That's
bantering?
that's
Why?
what FPL does to you. So yeah.
Yeah, like Palmer now. Palmer scored how many goals? I was just like, dude, you can score more. I encourage you. In fact, Malo Gusto, I was like, is Malo Gusto all right? Six goals, not one
Right.
assist. Like, what's that about? So, yeah, I mean, I'm just very excited about the lot of football week, lots of
Yeah,
football we're
it's
going to
crunch time,
experience this
so
weekend.
time to climb up those ranks. So yeah, for our listeners,
Yep.
thanks for listening. If you like the content you're hearing, or if you want to hear more of this, please like, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings on whatever platform you listen to us or watch us from. We're also on YouTube, so please follow, hit that subscribe button so that once we turn out episodes, you get notified. So
Yes,
here's
yes.
wishing you guys green arrows until we meet again next game week. Cheers, guys.
This is the Empty Stands Podcast.